This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden continue to cast each other as a threat to Americans' day-to-day security. The November presidential election opponents have public events, both have public events on Wednesday. President Trump is in the U.S. state of North Carolina, where he will deliver remarks on designating the city of Wilmington as the first American World War II heritage city. Biden, on the other hand, is in the U.S. state of Delaware, where he's speaking to the media and is expected to deliver a speech that his campaign says will hammer President Trump on school safety during the pandemic and accuse the president of making the country less safe. President Trump, who is steering his campaign toward a law and order theme, put his approach on display again on Tuesday on a trip to the city of Kenosha, Wisconsin. Kenosha is still reeling from protests and violence after another black man, Jacob Blake, was shot by police. He called the destruction anti-American and suggested Biden's election would ensure similar scenes in U.S. cities across the country. Biden will travel to Kenosha on Thursday. Germany says tests performed on Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny show he was poisoned with a Soviet-era nerve agent called Novichok. The statement came from Chancellor Angela Merkel's spokesman on Wednesday. Navalny, a fierce critic of President Vladimir Putin, fell ill on a flight from Siberia to Moscow on August 20th. He was later transferred to a hospital in Germany while in a coma. The German spokesman said blood sample tests produced unequivocal evidence that Navalny had been poisoned with Novichok, the same agent used 2 years ago to poison a Russian defector living in Britain. This is VOA News. The U.S. said Wednesday it is issuing sanctions against Fatou Bensouda, the prosecutor of the International Criminal Court. Bensouda, a Gambian national, angered the Trump administration by opening an investigation into crimes allegedly committed by American soldiers in Afghanistan. During a briefing Wednesday at the State Department, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced sanctions against Bensouda. Pompeo added any individual or entity who materially assisted her also would be subject to sanctions. In June, President Trump issued an executive order authorizing sanctions against officials, employees, and agents, as well as members of their immediate families working at the ICC. 14 people alleged to be associated with two jihadist terrorists went on trial in Paris, France, Wednesday for their involvement in the 2015 deadly attacks. One of the attacks includes the one on the office of the French satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo. The attack on the magazine's offices was the first in a series of incidents over 3 days in January 2015, marking the beginning of a surge of violence by Islamic State in Europe. 17 people were killed overall. The suspects on trial are accused of helping with the logistics of the January attacks, including buying weapons and cars. Qatar's ruler, Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, said on Wednesday that Doha supports a two-state solution to end the conflict with Israel. That would involve East Jerusalem serving as the capital of a Palestinian state. Sheikh Tamim's cabinet said the ruler discussed this solution with the White House advisor, Jared Kushner, the son-in-law of President Trump. Kushner is in Qatar after a U.S. brokered accord last month for the United Arab Emirates and Israel to normalize ties. The UAE is the third Arab country to reach such an agreement with Israel after Egypt and Jordan. Kushner hopes another Arab country will normalize ties within months. A panel of U.S. government health experts say there's no evidence that shows convalescent blood plasma is an effective treatment for COVID-19 patients. Convalescent blood plasma comes from patients who have recovered from the coronavirus and is rich in antibodies. Typhoon Maysak is bringing heavy rain to southern Japan and heading straight for the Korean Peninsula. Hundreds of flights were canceled and fishing boats are being moved in South Korea ahead of Maysak's arrival. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.